Gas Mask. On the 19th of September 2017, an anonymous 4chan user posted a picture of a gas mask, two bottles of vinegar, and a jug of bleach, captioned, "About to test out this gas mask." While some brushed it off, thinking that the OP was just messing around, a few showed genuine curiosity and egged on the OP to continue his experiment. "Okay, post results if you live." However, this curiosity turned into concern when the OP returned with an update 20 minutes later, stating, "What could go wrong? We'll report." Alongside this, he posted a picture of the vinegar being poured into a mysterious yellow substance, which looked shockingly similar to concentrated chlorine gas. For those who don't know, chlorine gas is a deadly war chemical that was used by the German army during the First World War. More importantly, the only chemicals needed to synthesize this dangerous gas are bleach and vinegar, the exact materials OP had with him. The OP either didn't know about the gas or seriously underestimated its danger. Unfortunately, by the time he realized the gravity of his situation, it was already too late. Because just a few minutes later, he returned with a disturbing update. "Holy, it hurts. Might have to go to the hospital." This also included a picture that showed his arm developing blisters and turning an alarming shade of red. These symptoms matched perfectly with known signs of chlorine gas exposure, sparking immediate concern for the safety of OP and anyone in his vicinity. "You fool, that will burn your skin and soak into your surroundings. Legit question, please tell me you don't have an apartment slash pets or roommates. Depending on your mixture, you just messed up big time. Let's say you made only 4 ounces of gas. That comes out to 29,962 parts per million. Concentrations of about 400 parts per million and above are generally fatal over 30 minutes, and at 1,000 parts per million and above, fatality ensues within only a few minutes. Dude, go vent yourself somewhere and literally bathe with a garden hose. You are going to melt otherwise. It acts on flesh, not just on breathing pathways. It melts flesh, which makes people drown in their own melted lungs. But your arms can get messed up too." While the other users were panicking, the OP made 2 other posts, each showing his arm in increasingly worse condition. "It's starting to peel and fall off. Still hurts." With his last reply simply stating, "Goodbye." After posting this update, the OP vanished from the thread, leading many to believe that he might have actually passed away due to this experiment gone wrong. Some even claimed the incident had taken the lives of several of his neighbors. However, despite extensive searching, I wasn't able to find any news reports mentioning such a gruesome incident. If something of this magnitude had actually happened, it would have definitely made headlines. More importantly, I couldn't find a single credible source confirming just the OP's death either. In other words, we don't know what happened to him after his last post. The lack of any news coverage could suggest that the OP may have survived the chlorine gas exposure, possibly after calling emergency services and being rushed to the hospital. But that's highly unlikely. Even in moderate concentration, chlorine gas can end someone's life in minutes. Yet, the OP kept posting about his worsening state for over 30 minutes after creating the deadly chemical. Which brings us to the other possibility, that this whole thing was completely fake from the beginning. To some viewers, the peeling skin on his arm looks suspiciously like makeup, or at most, some well-done special effects. A now-deleted user on Reddit even added a personal anecdote to back this theory, stating, "I have a face mask exfoliator that goes on wet and looks pretty much the same as Anon's skin in the first pic, and peels off like the following pics. See how the skin is peeling off and shows regular skin underneath? If he was actually burned, the skin underneath would look red and/or bleeding. He probably just grabbed one of his girlfriend's exfoliators and slapped it on because it looked red enough to fool people." If the whole thing was staged, it would also explain some of the strange behavior I noticed from the OP. Things like, why did he stay in the bathroom with the hazardous gas for so long instead of rushing out immediately? And how was he able to endure the excruciating pain he must have been in, all while taking perfectly framed still pictures of his arm? However, despite all the signs suggesting it was a complete hoax, there's still no definitive way to know for sure. Maybe one day a news article will be found that announced the OP's death, or perhaps the OP will come forward and reveal the truth. Until then, the gas mask incident remains one of the most disturbing threads in 4chan history. Bank robber. On August 20, 2015, a 4chan user posted his plans to rob a bank later that day, stating, "Okay, today is the day. I'm going to walk into the bank at 3 p.m. with sunglasses, a hat, a sweater, a BB gun, and this note. I'll get out, dump the sweater and BB gun, and ride out on my bike back to the hotel. I'm serious. Wish me luck." Alongside this was a picture of a handwritten note that he planned to hand over to the bank teller, stating things like, "I want $5,000, $150 bills only, and I have a gun in my jacket." However, threads like these aren't anything new on 4chan. More often than not, it's just some anonymous user who's bored, trolling, or desperate for attention. So, despite the OP's insistence on being serious about his plans, this one seemed no different. One user even recognized the OP from a previous thread where he talked about robbing the bank for $20,000 instead. To make matters worse, the OP didn't use a VPN before, allowing someone to trace his approximate location back to Jacksonville. By this point, most users saw the OP as nothing more than a clueless wannabe. However, while everyone was making fun of him, the OP did what no one expected. He followed through with his plans, setting off a manhunt that would last for weeks. It started with him showing off the BB gun he brought to the robbery, and getting drunk to calm his nerves. From there, he stayed active in the thread and kept everyone updated on his whereabouts. He also ditched anonymity and began posting under the AnonDump username so others could follow his updates more easily. Minutes before the planned time, he posted about someone stealing his bike, which he was going to use for the robbery, before going completely silent. This led many to believe that the plan was cancelled, but around 25 minutes later, AnonDump returned with images of the money he stole, along with a detailed description of what he did and what he was doing next. However, while he saw himself as a master criminal, the police weren't far behind. His hat and glasses did little to hide his identity, allowing investigators to plaster his face across news networks. They also put a $3,000 reward for any information that could lead to his arrest. This left the OP fearing for his life as the gravity of his actions began to sink in. "Hey guys, guy who robbed the bank here. My face is on the news and there's a $3,000 reward for tips leading to my capture. I'm scared. Robbing a bank wasn't worth it at all. I have like $4,800 left. I'm scared of leaving the hotel. I want to get out of here, but somebody may see me. I'm trapped." And this fear was justified. He was now a fugitive who was being actively pursued by the police. On top of that, he also had a BB gun on him, which looked like a real gun at first glance. If the officers barged into his hotel room and saw this gun nearby, there was a real possibility he could lose his life over a relatively small amount. Despite his growing fear, he continued updating everyone on 4chan about his whereabouts, until the 21st of August, around 3 p.m., when, after hiding in a hotel room for nearly 24 hours, he managed to escape the city and vanish from the thread. Now, it's unclear what happened next, but based on what I've seen, it's likely the investigators were already monitoring his updates on 4chan, and his post about taking a cab from the hotel gave them the lead they needed to track him down. On September 2nd, 2015, authorities arrested 26-year-old Pedro Smith, aka AnonDump, about 70 miles from the crime scene in Gainesville. He was charged with armed robbery and faced a minimum of 10 years in prison. However, after a trial in September, he was sentenced to only 3 years in prison, which didn't make sense to some people on the internet. How did he get away with such a light sentence after robbing a bank and hiding from the police for so many days? A few people looked into his whereabouts after his release in March of 2018 and discovered that he was living in a luxurious home worth over $1.5 million in Miami. This pointed to the possibility that he had wealthy parents who could also afford top-tier lawyers to help reduce his sentence. In other words, the only reason Pedro had for robbing a bank and potentially risking his life was to gain the attention and approval of other users on 4chan. Researching these 4chan videos is some of the sketchiest research I do on this channel. Everything is anonymous, so you'll see people post pretty much anything. There is no way I would trust sites like these with my personal information. But as it turns out, even the more trustworthy sites that I do give my information to don't always keep it safely. If you Google your name right now, there's a very high chance you'll be easily able to find things like your address, phone number, make and model of your car, who your relatives are, and a lot more. Like for me, I was able to find my salary from previous jobs with literally just a few clicks, which is insane. This is because data brokers collect all of our information, package it, and sell it to whoever wants it. It can cost someone less than $1 to purchase this information about you. Thankfully, with my sponsor Aura, this type of thing can be prevented without me having to lift a finger. Aura is your all-in-one digital security. You may already have some kind of digital security tool for this kind of thing, but not having Aura is like locking the front door but leaving the back door wide open. Aura continuously monitors the dark web and alerts me if they find any of my personal information exposed. They have real-time fraud alerts for credit and banking, 24/7 monitoring to help keep my identity secure, all along with the essentials like a secure VPN, antivirus, password manager, and more. They even give up to $5 million in identity theft insurance should the worst case scenario happen. You can go to my link, aura.com/chillingscares, to try 14 days for free. That'll be enough time for Aura to find out if any of your personal data is exposed. The Monon Tunnels. In April of 2018, a 4chan user made a post seeking information about a disturbing picture they recently came across. It read, "On one of the recent iceberg chart threads, someone mentioned the Monon Tunnels not being on the iceberg. When I went to Google what these tunnels were, the only results I got were the original thread and pic related. Does anyone know more about it? I don't know how to read EXIF data." Coupled with the post was an image that looked like the aftermath of a horrific crime scene. It depicts two masked figures standing in a grass field at night, their index fingers raised towards the sky. Behind them is what looks like the remains of a young child in a red jacket, lying face down on the grass. Unfortunately, no one on 4chan had any clue what the OP was talking about either. One user did claim to have seen a similar image back in the 2000s when they first started using 4chan, but they didn't provide any further information. The contents of the image also divided the community in two. Some speculated that this was the trophy photo the two men took after ending a life. They look like hunters posing with a fresh kill, while others weren't so convinced. "I feel like this might just be some kind of photo shoot. You know, like a bunch of kids hanging out and they decided why not take some pictures, which led them to taking this picture just for them to show it around on the internet for shock or something." Which begs the question, what is this really? I tried searching for answers myself, however, information surrounding this image is surprisingly hard to come by. For starters, the OP mentioned an iceberg chart thread in their post, but never provided the link or even the name of the thread. Looking at the image itself, there's not much we can gather from it either. There are no visible landmarks or even stars in the sky that could help us pinpoint the location where the image was taken. The only clue we have is the name, the Monon Tunnels, referring to the tiny town called Monon, Indiana. But even that's not much help, since the town is littered with hundreds of flat grass patches that could have served as the backdrop for this image. The camera noise makes it near impossible to estimate the year this image was taken based on the image quality as well. And there wasn't any useful information in its embedded data either. I also couldn't find any exact matches on the internet outside the original 4chan through reverse image searching. However, while looking for similar images, I came across something that could potentially clue us into the origin of this unsettling image. You see, there are two distinct possibilities for what it represents. First is that it was taken by a couple of serial killers as trophy photo proof of their horrible crime. But I wasn't able to find any matching incident that happened in Monon or its surrounding area. Even if the killers were never caught, there would still probably be a report where the victim's description aligns with the person we see in the image. Which leads us into the second, more likely possibility. This was simply a group of friends, and the person lying in the background is actually an adult who likely passed out after a night of drinking. Now, there's no way to know if the disturbing feel of the image was intentional or not, but the possibility of this being a completely harmless picture is fairly high. Reverse image searching it brings up hundreds of similar photos, with people having fun and lying down on a patch of grass at night. That being said, this is nothing more than conjecture on my part, and the reality could be anything. Then there's also the question of how the OP got their hands on this image if it's nowhere else to be found on the internet. Sadly, it's been over 7 years since the original thread, meaning it's unlikely we'll ever uncover the truth. Spoon and Duct Tape Experiment. On the 9th of April 2010, an anonymous 4chan user posted a fun science experiment for others to try. The instructions were as follows. "Go to your kitchen and find a nice metal spoon. Teaspoons work too, but normal ones are better. Get yourself a lighter. The bigger the flame, the better. Get some duct tape and wrap it around the handle, about 4 to 6 layers. Start heating up the spoon with the lighter. Make it really, really hot. Holding it just above the flame for about 2 minutes should work. Go to a faucet and turn on cold water at full force. Hold the spoon directly under the faucet. Post results." At first glance, this experiment looked like it had something to do with steam. Maybe pressing the hot spoon under the faucet would instantly vaporize the water, filling the room with a sudden burst of steam or fog, something along those lines. When, in reality, the results were much worse. Whoever thought of this wicked experiment did so with the intention of hurting people. And unfortunately, their plan worked better than they could have expected. Within the first hour of the thread going live, nearly a dozen people had injured themselves attempting to follow the instructions. I thought, hey, what could go wrong, and I tried it. At first, it steamed in my face like crazy, and then the spoon started ticking and split into three parts, one shooting through a plate, one through a cut, and the last barely missed me. I don't believe this, so I thought I would try this, expecting something cool would happen, like a lot of smoke. But instead, I got a shrapnel spoon. It nearly exploded in my hand and shards went off in all directions, causing me to take cover. This nearly cost me my life. I'm not coming here again. OP, why? I covered my face expecting steam. My hands are bleeding so much it hurts. No one do this. Extreme cooling causes metals to burst. Now, 4chan is no stranger to causing widespread harm with these cool experiments, like the one I covered in my previous 4chan video. However, this one stood out for just how dangerously destructive it was. It used extremely common household items like duct tape and a spoon. And because it didn't involve any chemicals, people were far less cautious about just how dangerous it could be. According to one explanation, heating the spoon causes the inner layers of the tape to become extremely hot, almost to the point of melting, while the outer layers remain cool enough to still touch. Then, as the hot spoon comes under cold water, it quickly cools down. But since the inner tape around the handle is still scorching hot, it causes extreme temperature and pressure differences within the spoon, causing it to explode, sending shrapnel everywhere. And while the damage on 4chan was already immense, that was only the beginning. From there, this experiment spread like wildfire to other popular forum sites like Newgrounds, claiming even more victims in the process. The only silver lining here is that the spoon and duct tape experiment copypasta has since faded into obscurity. So, at the very least, it hopefully won't be causing any more injuries. Epileptic attack. Back in 2008, some 4chan users got together and came up with one of the most cruel pranks in the site's history. Now, unfortunately, most of that thread has been lost to time. The only surviving proof I could find was this screenshot detailing what to do, stating, "Epileptic forum raid. 1. Make account. 2. Spam flashing GIFs, party hard, etc. 3. Troll the user base. 4. Question marks. 5. Profit." Their target was the Epilepsy Foundation, a nonprofit dedicated to supporting individuals with epilepsy and helping them find the care they need. After agreeing on a plan, the group of anonymous users headed over to the foundation's website and exploited a security vulnerability to gain unrestricted access to the support forum. From there, they used a script to post hundreds of messages embedded with flashing animated GIFs with hopes of catching visitors off guard and triggering seizures. Tragically, this was just as effective as they expected. Within seconds of the attack, dozens of users began experiencing intense migraines, with some even suffering full-blown seizures. One of the site's visitors, 33-year-old Rianne Foltz, described her painful experience in a later interview, stating, "It was a spike of pain in my head, and the lockup that only happens with really bad ones. I don't think I've had a seizure like that in about a year." She was just one of many victims that were swept up in what can only be described as a truly evil act. All the while, the 4chan attackers were celebrating their victory, laughing at the victim's pain and calling the attack incredible and amazing. Fortunately, the Epilepsy Foundation's IT department managed to quickly take control of the situation before it escalated into a widespread crisis. And while I couldn't find any solid proof, a few sources suggest that the attack may have triggered an FBI investigation. Unfortunately, because of 4chan's anonymity, the people responsible for this horrible attack were never identified or held accountable.